This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the ways in which companies use your cell phone location data. We know of at least five. U.S. wireless carriers said they would cut off two middlemen, but they aren't the only firms tracking your location information. What you need to know about the way your data is being used. But first, these tech headlines. Uber is the subject of an investigation by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, stemming from a complaint about gender inequity, the latest in a series of federal probes for the ride-hailing giant. As part of the EEOC probe, which began last August but hadn't been previously reported, the investigators have been seeking information related to hiring practices, pay disparity, and other matters they relate to gender. Miners are considering new ways to make the dirt they dig up green. In Quebec, a research facility will fine-tune a tech that its owners, Alcoa and Rio Tinto, believe could turn aluminum smelters carbon-free for the first time. And it's because a new force of change has recently emerged. Customers such as Apple and Audi see a marketing advantage in ensuring their products are cleaner and greener than before. And why are so many cryptocurrency exchanges getting hacked? Well, the journal writes that unlike stock exchanges, many cryptocurrency exchanges charge fees for trading and store currencies for their customers. Analysts tell the journal Steve Russolillo that the setup makes these exchanges especially vulnerable. Like sitting ducks, in fact, since 2011, there have been 56 cyber attacks directed at cryptocurrency exchanges. Read more about the risks at WSJ.com. Coming up, five ways companies use your cell phone location data. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So the four major U.S. carriers said in June that they would stop selling access to locations of individual customers to two specific companies called LocationSmart and Zumigo. This was following accusations of misused information. But those two middlemen aren't the only companies that have had to continually rely on access to where your cell phone is in order to make money. Let's talk about the current state of affairs. Joining us now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krause in studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's interesting because the location data controlled by carriers, it's different than the information collected by things we use all the time like Facebook and Uber. That's really important to remember, and I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Yeah, I don't think that you put a lot of thought into thinking about the fact that your wireless carrier has information on exactly where you are, where you go, where right. you live, where you work, you know, just by virtue of the patterns that emerge from how we live our lives. And we're never far from our cell phones.
And we're all desensitized to it. And like Google knows everything about us anyway.
And it's, yeah. And I think when you use Uber, for example, you know that it knows where you are because you need to tell them that
exactly.
to get the car directly to you. But you don't spend a ton of time necessarily thinking about other applications of how that data might be used. So that's
right.
what I tried to get into in this piece.
Absolutely. So you opened our eyes up to very specific scenarios where companies and carriers really work their business here. So let's go through a couple of them. Roadside assistance is a big one.
Yeah, so some of this is in flux right now. I should preface it okay. by that. The four major U.S. carriers have said that they would actually stop selling access to individual customer location data. They had previously sold it to two companies. One of those companies was accused of misusing it. So there's a little bit of rejigging in those arrangements. But you know, one example of how those companies then sold the information on was in the context of roadside assistance. So, you know, one of the companies called LocationSmart had an agreement for a time with AAA. So if you're a AAA customer and you pull over with a flat tire and you call AAA, they say, you know, do we have your permission to access your location? They ping LocationSmart, which has a fire hose of information from the big wireless or had a fire hose of information mm-hmm. from the wireless carriers that they can figure out where you are and send a tow truck, you know, from the closest you know, sort of mechanic to go help you.
Right.
That's one example of it.
Right. That's a really good one. And this is a huge one. And this is what I always think about when I'm traveling, mm-hmm. especially when you're traveling abroad.
Yeah. And so one of the things that I wrote about in this this piece was a firm called Cineverse, and it helps wireless companies sync up on their roaming charges. So by virtue of that business, they know where in the world you are at a country level. So, you know, that's, I think, an example of something that you as a wireless subscriber wouldn't spend too much time thinking about. All you care about is, I'm traveling. I want my cell phone
exactly,
to work.
Exactly.
And then, but this business, by virtue of helping carriers figure out what they're owed from your roaming charges, you know, ends up knowing where in the world you are at a high level.
Super important to think about. Fraud prevention.
Well, it's an area where the argument, you know, for a business case there could be, you know, it helps us see if I, Sarah, am making a purchase in London and my cell phone location is actually in the U.S., maybe there's something funky happening there. Maybe someone is using my credit card information that doesn't have
happens
my
all too often. Yeah, and that's something that I think in business that comes up, and it's something that a lot of people don't think about. That's what all these things are. It's like you just resolve to, hey, this is the way the world is, but these scenarios really lend themselves to.
And I think that's an example of balancing, you know, sort of the service that could be valuable to you in preventing fraud with, are you aware of how your location data can be used? And that's sort of I think that's one of those like trade-offs that consumers have to consider is what's more worthwhile, the privacy and not having anyone know where you are or using that information in a meaningful way versus, you know, wanting to crack down on potential fraud.
Yeah, these days a lot of people are just thinking about that with the hot button privacy issue, especially, you know. City planning. Now, this is interesting. Talk about this scenario.
Yeah, so the company I mentioned in this story, and certainly there are others, was Teralytics. And so they plot the travel patterns of wireless subscribers, or they use the travel patterns of wireless subscribers to help urban planners understand mobility patterns. So, you know, which neighborhoods in Brooklyn are people most often traveling from to go to Midtown for work, and do we need additional transit options for that, for example? So having, you know, because we all keep our cell phones on us all the time, having access to an anonymized fire hose of that information on where people are coming from and going to and at what hours, that data feed becomes a meaningful input to city officials or urban planners who are trying to improve mobility or avoid gridlocks in cities.
Right. They got their eye on us. And, you know, honestly, what it all comes down to for I think most of us is shopping. you know, I think it's so easy these days. That is probably the tried and true way that it's all happening.
Yeah. So for retailers, knowing how many people are passing their stores at any given time is valuable. When do we ramp up our promotions? When do we ramp them down? Should we close this store or open another?
Right.
It's helpful for them to have a sense of the volume of folks going past us. And again, like we all have our phones on us all the time. And so having that sort of raw data feed on the number of people coming and going is very useful. And a lot of the carriers, or like Sprint and Verizon, for example, have these internal advertising units that use location data on their subscribers to help with more targeting advertisements or sell, you know, sort of anonymized feeds of that information to retailers who are trying to make more specific, you know, ad or promotional choices.
Right. Yeah. It's, I mean, people are feeling super vulnerable these days, and knowledge is power. This is a good refresher on what's happening and what's out there. So, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.